Political ad revenues for TV stations all over the country have skyrocketed this year. At WISC in Madison, those sales jumped from $2 million 4 years ago to $5 million this year. Because of the state's new February presidential primary, the station has run at least one political ad every month since January. Sales director Steve Scadden says that's meant bumping regular commercial advertisers the station depends on during the non-political season.
We've been preempting a lot of their spots that they purchased, maybe purchased last year for this time. And they're irritated about it. Whatever the product they're trying to promote isn't getting the exposure that they would like. And we have to have them after the election, too, so we need to do something.
Stations are required to carry ads paid for by candidates, so WISC viewers will be seeing a lot more of those up until Election Day. But the station is now rejecting ads from groups like the League of Conservation Voters and other independent groups that support either President Bush or John Kerry. Except for one station in New Mexico, there's no indication many other TV stations are also rejecting such ads. But Jay Heck of the election watchdog group Common Cause says voters would be well served if other stations in Wisconsin are inspired to follow WISC's lead.
I don't know that there's a lot more information that people can glean from these ads, particularly groups, outside groups, who usually do nothing but attack the opponent of the other party or add very little to the debate. If more stations did this, I think we'd see less slime on television.
Heck says the independent ads detract from the message candidates are trying to put across in their ads and usually don't help voters sift through the issues they care about when trying to decide who to vote for. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.